们请一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let us prepare our hearts in a silent prayer.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续灵恩会校的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue our spiritual convocation sessions.
我们来唱赞美诗469首。
Please sing hymn 469.
我们如果从台湾来的弟兄姐妹，我们都有印象，在灵恩会的时候，都会唱这个我们刚刚唱的那一首赞美诗。
For those of you that are from Taiwan, you probably will remember that during spiritual convocations in Taiwan, we've sang that hymn that we just sang.
但是我们在美国，英文的赞美诗的歌词内容跟这个台湾同样这一首赞美诗的歌词内容却不一样。
However, the hymn, the same hymn in English, has a different content than the hymn, same hymn in Chinese.
台湾中文的这一首赞美诗歌词是讲灵恩大会。
In Taiwan, this same hymn is about spiritual convocation.
但是英文的赞美诗的内容却是耶稣爱小孩。
However, in English, the same hymn is about Jesus loves little children.
我们今天是灵恩会。
Today is our spiritual convocation.
那小弟要跟大家分享的内容是有关于主耶稣爱小孩。
So I'd like to share with you the topic that Jesus Christ loves little children.
所以我们唱这首赞美诗是再适合也不过了。
So I feel that this hymn is very appropriate for this occasion.
今天是4月4号。
Today is April 4th.
可能有人知道说四月四号是什么日子
？Does anyone know what's April 4th?
不是愚人节那是 April 1st 的。
It's not April 1st, April 1st or April Fool's Day.
今天是这个国际儿童节
Today is Universal Children Day.
好像在国外因为平常大家对儿童都很好的所以好像也没有特别有。有什么庆祝跟优待
Perhaps over here, because we treat our children very well already, typically that there's not really any special thing about today.
那在小弟记得还在台湾的时候，这个四月四号有很多这个对儿童的这个优待，比如说怎么看电影不用钱啊。或者游乐场免费招待啦，等等。
But I remember when I was a kid in Taiwan that on April 4th, Children's Day in Taiwan, there's a lot of benefits such as free admission to movies, free admission to amusement parks.
记得小时候这个四月四号儿童节，这个圆山动物园免费。所以我们都跑去给猴子看，不是去看猴子呢。
I remember that on April 4th, that we usually go to the zoo because it was free admission to the zoo.
做家长的更是希望说我们的儿女能够得到最好的照顾。
And as parents, we desire.That our children will be subject to the best care.
无不处心积虑的，想把最好的给我们儿女。
We would try very hard and use every methods to provide the best for our kids.
主耶稣也曾经说你们为人父母虽然不好尚且知道拿最好的东西给儿女。
Lord Jesus Christ says that as parents we know that we will offer up.The best to our children.
那可见天下父母心所有为人父母的都希望我们自己的儿女能够在这个人生的起跑点上都不要输给别人。
And as parents, we know that we want to provide the best for our children.
都想尽办法给我们儿女最好的。
And we try our best, put in our greatest effort to to provide the greatest for our kids.
当主耶稣在世上的时候，也曾经有一些父母亲啊，带着他们的小孩子，抱着他们的婴孩要来见耶稣。
And in this world, during Jesus' time, there are times that parents would visit Jesus with their children.
要主耶稣啊，来为他们的小孩来按手来祝福。
They bring their children to Jesus Christ so that he can lay hands on them and bless them.
我们来看这一段的记载，我们就看马可福音的部分。
Let's look at turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音第十章十三到十六节。
Mark chapter 10,
十三到十六节。
Verses 13 through 16.
马可十章十三节，有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣摸他们，门徒便责备那些人。十四节，耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。”十五节，我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。十六节，于是抱着小孩子给他们按手，为他们祝福。这里记载说有人这当然都是这个小孩子的父母亲呢。
Here records a set of parents bringing their kid to Jesus.
那当时的门徒啊，却责备这些带小孩子来见耶稣的父母亲。
But for whatever reason, the disciples at the time rebuked.These parents.
我们不知道为什么门徒会阻止。
We don't know why the disciples wanted to rebuke them.
也许在门徒的心中啊，觉得说这种小事情要麻烦耶稣啊。
Perhaps the disciples felt that, why would they bring such a subordinate thing or frivolous request to Jesus?
或者是不想因为这种事情。打扰到耶稣的工作。
Or perhaps they were trying hard to not disrupt Jesus in his holy work.
没想到主耶稣知道之后却生气了。
However, when Jesus found out, he was indignant.
在四福音书里头很少看到这个耶稣会生气的。
In the gospel books, it's very rare to see Jesus angry at anything.
但是在这里我们就看到耶稣生气了。
But here, this verse records the one event where Jesus was indignant about something.
可见在主耶稣的心目中，这个是一个很重要的事。
So we can assume that to Jesus Christ, this was something that was a very serious matter.
什么事情呢？就是小孩子来亲近他的这件事。
And the serious matter to Jesus was allowing little children to come to him.
所以主耶稣就责备门徒说不要禁止他们来。
So Jesus Christ rebuked his disciples and told them not to hinder children from coming to him.
顺便做一个机会教育说在天国里面的就正是这些小孩子。
And he took the opportunity to teach his disciple that in the heavenly kingdom, the heavenly kingdom belongs to these children.
所以要大家要回转像小孩子一样的这样的单纯清洁就可以进神国。
He urged the people to return back to like children so that they can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以主耶稣就抱着这些孩子跟他们按手为他们来祝福。
So theJesus then took the children in his arms and placed his hands on them and blessed them.
在这边我们看到这些父母亲他们懂得给小孩子最好的。
So here we can see that the parents of these children realized that they wanted the best for their children.
就是带小孩来亲近神，来亲近主。
They understood, had the wisdom to bring their children to God's presence so that they could be blessed.
在这些父母亲的心目中啊，认为这是最好的。
To these parents, that was the best thing for their children.
有时候小弟在想说我们为人父母亲都希望给我们小孩最好的。
Sometimes I think about how we are good to our kids.
所以我们呢给我们孩子很多的资源和 source 很多的训练，很多的机会。
So we provide a lot of resources and opportunities to our kids.
希望说他能够比别人更优秀。
So they could be trained and be surpass their peers.
不但能够赢别人在这个人生的起跑点上甚至在将来的终点也能够赢别人。
So we try our best to provide them with a head start, and as well as that, so that they could have a higher calling or a better conclusion at the end.
所以我们看到很多为人家长、为人父母给我们儿女又是补才艺，又是补学业等等
That's why you see a lot of parents supplement their children's schooling by adding more tutorial and education, external education services.
这个都是很好的事情，也很对。
All of these are good. This is a good mindset.
但是唯一有一个小缺点呢。
However, there is a flaw in this mindset.
就是在这个宗教信仰的这个宗教教育上信仰的追求上仿佛就比较忽略了。
The flaw is that oftentimes because these parents place emphasis in the worldly education and advances that they fail to focus on the spiritual growth of their kids.
所以我们发现说这些父母亲的小孩他们在许多的这个才艺啦学业上表现都很优秀。
So we can see that some of these children because of their training, they excel in their worldly skills and as well as their in their schooling.
但是比较可惜的就是在这个圣经的这个了解上在信仰的追求上就没有像在他们的才艺、他们的学业上这样的突出跟优秀。
But unfortunately, some of these same children. They would be not as adequate and subpar with regards to their spiritual growth and their Bible knowledge.
这个是实际上我们看得到的了。
And this is a very obvious and very noticeable occurrence.
也许对很多父母亲来说，可能是一个无心之过。
And to many parents, this is something that they unknowingly or did not really account for this on purpose.
因为一天的时间，一个礼拜的时间就是那一些
Because there's only limited amount of time in a week of time.
没有办法通通兼顾得到。
There's it's impossible to account for all.Fields of education and growth for the kids.
唯有的就是做调整在这个轻重缓急的次序上能够做调整而已。
The only thing that the parents can do is to prioritize and adjust various emphasis and focus.
那儿女的这个信仰到底重不重要？
So we often wonder whether if parents place an emphasis.On their spiritual growth and wisdom of their children.
小弟想从这个旧约的圣经里面来举一个例子。
I'd like to use an example recorded in the Old Testament.
在这个以色列人的王国的历史当中，国家的历史里面。
In the history of the kingdom of Israel.
他们的这个以色列的国家经历了前面的几个王之后就分裂了成为北边的这个以色列国跟南边的犹大国。
And after enduring a few of their initial kings, the Israelites split into two kingdoms, one into the kingdom of Judah, one is their northern kingdom.
那北边的这个以色列国他们有十个支派。
And within the northern kingdom, there's 12 tribes.
他们经历了19个国王。
And they've endured 19 kings.
那可惜的这些王 都不行神看为正的事情。
But unfortunately, all of these 19 kings, they were not faithful towards God.
他们拜牛犊把这个牛犊金牛犊当成神在拜。
They worshipped idols, they worshipped golden cows as gods.
那甚至干脆就离弃真神去拜偶像拜假神了。
And they basically left God and worshipped false gods.
那所以北边的这个以色列国他在主前的722年被亚述帝国给消灭了。
So that's why about 722 AD, the northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyrians.
那南边的犹大国，它是一脉相承于这个大卫的王朝。
And however, on the other hand, the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah, they are the descendants of King David.
这个他同样有经历了19个王啊。
They were under the reign of David, and after that, they also endured 19 kings.
那比起北边的以色列国来说，这个犹大国虽然有这个不好的王，但是里头也有一些好的王。
Compared to the northern kingdom of Israel, even though the kingdom of Judah had some bad kings, but overall, they had some good kings as well.
所以这个也是犹大国能够比以色列国多一百多年的国家的这个岁数啊。
And that was probably also one of the critical reasons as to why Kingdom Judah outlasted the Northern Kingdom another 100 years.
但是最后在主前的606年。被巴比伦帝国给消灭了。
But around 606 AD, the kingdom of Judah was also destroyed by Babylonians.
那小弟要把这个场景要放在这个犹大国。
And I wanted to set our context or background for our discussion in the kingdom of Judah.
在一个这个犹大国的一个好王的身上。
I wanted to talk about what happened during one of the good king during his reign.
这个王叫做约沙法王。
This king, his name is Jehoshaphat.
约沙法王就是那个我们如果谈到诗班，我们一定会谈到他。
And this king is something that is a king that we would talk about if we were to discuss our choir affairs.
因为他就是那一位当敌人来攻打他，他设立的这个诗班在这个军队的前面那结果他们唱诗赞美神这个敌人就失败了。
Because he is the king that, in face of his enemy's attack, he asks his choirs to go and sing in front of his enemies, and therefore his army defeated the enemies.
这个是历代志下的二十章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
二十章的二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节说，约沙法既与民商议了，就设立歌唱的人颂赞神，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美神，说当称谢神，因他的慈爱永远长存。22节。
22.
众人方歌唱赞美的时候，神就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人，他们就被打败了。这个就是约沙法王他当王的时候。
And this is something that happened during the reign of Jehoshaphat.
那其实约沙法王他的优点不是只有这一个的。
In actuality, Jehoshaphat had different other merits as king.
我们来看他当王 一开始当王他做了哪些事情。
Let's look at what are some of the things that he did when he first came to power.
我们来同样看历代志下的十七章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 17.
历代志下的十七章第一节。
Verse 1.
十七章一节，亚萨的儿子约沙法接续他做王，奋勇自强。防备以色列人，第二节
Verse 2.
安置军兵在犹大一切坚固城里，又安置防兵在犹大地和他父亚萨所得以法莲的城邑中，第三节
Verse 3.
三节，神与约沙法同在，因他行他主大卫出行的道，不寻求巴利，四节
Verse 4.
只寻求他父亲的神，遵行他的诫命，不效法以色列人的行为。第五节。
Verse 5.
所以神坚定他的国，犹大众人给他进贡，约沙法大有尊荣之才。第六节。
Six.
他高兴遵行神的道，并且从犹大除掉一切丘坛和木偶。第七节
Verse 7.
他做完第三年，就派臣子便害伊勒俄巴底撒加利亚拿坦叶米该亚往犹大各城去教训百姓。我们跳过来看第九节
Let's skip to 9.
九节，他们带着神的律法书走遍犹大各城教训百姓。第十节
Verse 10.
神使犹大四围的列国都甚恐惧，不敢与约沙法征战。我们读到这里在这边记载这个约沙法他当王
Here describes Jehoshaphat and what happened, what he did after he succeeded his father as king.
他因为行神眼中看为正的事情所以神跟他同在。
Basically, he did what was right in God's eyes, therefore God was with him.
神坚定他的国位。
God solidified his kingship and his power.
使他大有尊荣之才。
So that he was of great authority and wealth.
那不但他的百姓向他进贡。
Not only his own people was respectful of him.
连他的这个四周围的这个外国这个外国四周围的列强也都怕他，不敢跟他征战。
Furthermore, those kingdoms surrounding surrounding his kingdom all were fearful of him.
他当王第三年。
And when he was king for the third year,
他更派他的手下全国去去宣读教导百姓有关神的律法。
He sent his officials all throughout his kingdom so that they would teach the book of the law of the Lord.
所以他的国家非常的强。
So because of all of this, his kingdom was very strong.
因为他敬畏神，他行神的道。
Because he was fearful of God and he was he obeyed God's commands.
那这个约沙法王距离这个国家分裂他算起来他大概是第四任的王。
Jehoshaphat was about the fourth generation king. Before the kingdom would fall apart.
那这个国家是在他的曾祖父约沙法王的曾祖父罗波安王的时候分裂的。
I'm sorry. So he was the fourth king after the king of Judah had fallen apart.
曾祖父就罗波安王，罗波安王的儿子。约沙法王的爷爷叫亚比亚王那亚比亚王的儿子就是约沙法王的爸爸叫做亚萨王
So there's been several kings from his great-grandfather to his grandfather to his father
所以约沙法王要算起来就是 哦，当这个国家分裂之后，他是第四任王哦。
He was the fourth king of Judah since the division of the Israelites into two kingdoms.
好，那我们都晓得，在一个国家哦动乱啊这个的时候啊，能够有一个好的王哦，哎哦，不但呢对国家好哦，对百姓也好。
As you can imagine, during the time of turmoil for a kingdom, if there exists a very righteous and just king, then that's good for the whole entire kingdom.
直接得好处的当然是约沙法王他自己跟他的家人呢。
And of course, the people that would benefit the most from having a righteous king is the king's own family.
哦，他的王室因为他行神的道，哦，所以神也看顾啊。
Because Jehoshaphat was righteous and obeyed God's commandment, therefore his kingship was solidified by God.
但是这个时候啊，哦，在他这个国势最巅峰的时候，他却做了一个决定。
However, during the most difficult time in his kingship, he made a decision.
好，我们刚刚谈到说，在这个王国的历史里面，北边的以色列国啊，十九个王，但是分属于不同的王朝，因为他们篡来篡位，篡来篡去。
And we talked about previously the northern kingdom of Israelites. They also had 19 kings, but they had a lot of turnovers of kingship because of all the turmoils that they had to go through.
但是犹大国啊，是大卫王朝，只有大卫的王朝一脉相传下来。
But on the other hand, the kingdom of Judah were all descendants from King David.
但是中间呢，却中断了，有一段时间中断了。
But there was a breakage in that lineage at one point in the history of the Judah.
出现了一个像中国一样的武则天一个女皇帝。
And in the history of Judah, all of a sudden there was a period of time where they had a queen that ruled the land.
她把这个大卫王朝差一点给中断了。
And she almost ended the lineage or the heritage of the entire nation.
那也差点中断了神的救恩的计划，从大卫的后裔出弥赛亚救世主啊。
And she almost ended the plan of which the Messiah was to come from the lineage of King David.
那这么大的一个事件，这么大的一个影响，到底是怎么来的？
So what just happened during that time of the kingdom and how did it come about?
就是这个约沙法王错做的决定。
And that occurred because of a wrongful decision that was made by King Jehoshaphat.
我们来看这个历代志下的十八章第一节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 18.
十八章的一节说，约沙法大有尊荣之才，就与亚哈结亲。这里说，这个南边的这个犹大国的约沙法王啊，当他这个最国势啊最顶峰顶端的时候，他却跟北边的这个以色列国的亚哈王来当亲家了。
Here it tells us that during the great wealth and honor of King Jehoshaphat, he, for some reason, aligned himself by marriage to a northern king by the name of Ahab.
这个亚哈王圣经上怎么说他呢？
How does the Bible describe King Ahab?
看这个列王记上的十六章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicle chapter.
First King.
Oh, sorry. First King, chapter 16.
十六章我们来看三十节。
Verse 30.
三十节说，安利的儿子亚哈行神眼中看为恶的事， 比他以前的列王更甚。31。
31。
犯了尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻啊，又娶了西顿王耶巴利的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。32。
32。
在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙，在庙里为巴利筑坛。33。
33。
亚哈又做亚瑟拉，他所行的惹足以色列神的怒气，比他以前的以色列诸王更甚。所以这一段让我们看到这个亚哈王他是坏王当中的坏王，是坏透了。
So we can see from these verses that King Ahab was the worst of them all. He was considered an evil king described in the Bible.
但是很奇怪的这个南国犹大国的这个模范生这个约沙法王却跟这个坏王中的坏王，坏透了的亚哈王就结亲了。
But for whatever strange reason, the model king from the south, Jehoshaphat, for whatever reason, decided to align their kingdom by marriage to the daughter of this evil king Ahab.
约沙法王为自己的儿子讨一房媳妇那就是亚哈王的女儿叫亚他利亚。
And so basically he took marriage from the daughter of King Ahab.
所以跟这个亚哈就变成亲家了。
And he became relatives to King Ahab.
为什么？为什么他要这样做？
Why? Why did he do that?
也许跟他的整个成长背景有关系。
And perhaps it had to do with his background when he grew where he grew up.
我们刚刚谈到这个约沙法王他是国家分裂之后的第四任王。
We talked previously that King Jehoshaphat was the fourth king for the king of for Judah after the breakage of the Israelite kingdom.
根据圣经的记载他的曾祖父就是国家分裂的时候的那个罗波安王
And according to the Bible, his great-grandfather was King Rehoboam.
经常跟北边的以色列国的耶罗波安常常打仗。
And he oftentimes fought with the northern king and had battles with them.
不甘心想把国家抢回来
He was very unwilling to lose his land, therefore he kept on going to battles with the northern king.
整天呢就想着要反攻大陆了
All he thought about was to revolt against the northern kingdom.
夺回这个失去的江山。
To regain the land that he lost to them.
那再来约沙法王的爷爷亚比央王当王的时候，也是整天的打仗。
And also, King Jehoshaphat's grandfather, he also was oftentimes in battles with the northern kingdom.
甚至他的爸爸亚萨王当王的时候，国家还是整天打仗。
And even his own father, King Asa, was also constantly in battles and wars with his neighboring kings.
我们生活在这个平安安定的国家，我们或许不会觉得说，这个peace 和平有多可贵啊。
The fact that we live in a very peaceful and wealthy environment, sometimes we do not really cherish the notion of peace.
如果我们生活在一个一直都是动荡不安的国家里面我也许我们就会很渴望，不但我们渴望，我们也希望为我们后代子孙能够创造这个和平的未来。
But if we grew up in a contentious environment, always in war times, then therefore we really would cherish the peaceful times and really would try hard to provide for our family a peaceful environment.
所以无论是签 EFA 啦，签服贸啦，反正能够这个 给后代子孙好处的啊，我们都愿意去试试看哦。
So I think if you're in that environment, you would try anything possible to provide for peaceful and wealthy times and environment to your children.
哦，哎，所以哦，啊，这个约沙法王啊，他或许也是基于这样的一个心态哦，跟他的愿景啊，所以他跟亚哈做亲家了。
So perhaps. King Jehoshaphat was also of that mindset where he wanted to provide peaceful times for his kingdom. Therefore, he took alliance with the northern king.
哦，希望啊，能够啊，哦，给后代的子孙带来永世的太平。
He probably wanted to provide continuous and permanent peaceful times to his descendants.
哦，但是实际上。约沙法王有没有得到他所想要、他所期望的和平呢
？However, if you look at the Bible, did King Jehoshaphat gain and receive the peaceful peace that he wanted?
我们如果看圣经，我们就明白了。
We'll know the answer to this question if we look at the Bible.
我们先说约沙法王他本身呢、啊，他有没有得着哦他所想要的平安和平
？Let's first look at Jehoshaphat himself personally, whether if he's gained peace from that.
哦，在这个哦列王记下的十八章那边呢。
Let's look at Second King, in chapter 18.
哦啊、这个他的亲家亚哈王哈、哦，因为啊哦他这个亚兰王啊攻击他。
And his relative or His King Ahab was under attack by another country.
哦，亚兰哦，亚兰来攻打他。
Assyrian.
啊，所以啊，他就啊，找他的亲家约沙法王说，咱们两个哦一起去打仗。
And because of their relationship, King Ahab asked King Jehoshaphat to help out, to help together to be united to defeat their enemies.
哦，那到了战场上的时候啊。
But when they got to the battlefield,
哦，他跟亲家讲说，约沙法王哦，你仍然穿国王的衣服哦，那阿拉伯哈、哦，我要去换便服啊。
He basically told King Jehoshaphat, "Go ahead and still wear your king robe, but for me, I'm gonna be in plain clothes."
哦，我们都晓得哈、哦，打仗擒贼先擒王哦，哎，如果把对方的王杀掉的话，那你就赢了。
We all know that during a battle, usually the target is to kill the king, and because once you kill the king, then you've won the war.
哦，但这个约沙法王啊，哦，却照着他的亲家的要求啊，他仍然穿着王的衣服啊。
And so, King Jehoshaphat, wore his robe. Per Ahab's request.
哦，还好哦，这个神哎，因着大卫哈、哦的原因呐、啊，也因着约沙法哈、哦，他行神看为正的事情啊，保护他了。
And I thank God is because of the fact of the protection of God, for the sake of King David and also his promise to him, he protected King Jehoshaphat.
哦，让这个亚兰军呐、啊、哈、哦，看到哦那边穿王衣服的就围过去的，啊，结果仔细一看，哎。不是亚哈王啊！算了算了，再去找，再去找。
The Samaritans didn't end up killing King Jehoshaphat, and they wanted to kill is King Ahab.
哦，那但是其中有一个哦，这个这个亚兰军哦，就朝空乱射箭呐、啊，哦，那这个箭呐、啊。就偏偏那么准啊，就射到亚哈，而且射到他的盔甲的细缝，就把他射死掉了。
And strange enough, King Ahab dies in the battle because an errant arrow from a soldier from Samaria penetrated the weak point of his protection and killed him.
哦，也免得哈、哦。啊，这个约沙法王啊，去当替死鬼啊
！And that really saved King Jehoshaphat, and sustained his life.
哦，那亚哈死了，他的儿子起来当王了。
So after Ahab died, his son succeeded him.
他的儿子叫约兰。
His name is Aram.
那这个约兰呢，同样的，他又想要出兵跟这个摩押来打仗。
And same thing, he also wanted to go to war with the Moabites.
他跟他爸爸一样，又来找约沙法王，咱们在一起出去打仗吧。
And he did the same thing his father did and asked King Jehoshaphat to also go to war with him.
那这一次，我另外还找了这个以东王一起去。
And they also asked another king to go to battle with him, with them.
这个约沙法王就说好，就跟着走了。
So King Jehoshaphat agreed to go to battle with King Joram and Edom.
结果还没有到，就自己迷路了，在旷野迷路了，整个大军没有水喝，差一点死在旷野。
And before he was able to even go into battle, he was, his whole entire army lost sense of direction, and they almost died from thirst.
要不是神帮助，让这个以利沙先知祷告，神从以东那边，让水流了过来，解了他们干渴之围，他们老早就死掉了。And
it was only because of, under the protection guidance of God, allowing water to be flowing from Edom towards their direction, after the prayer of the prophet Elijah at the time, then that was able to sustain King Jehoshaphat's life.
而且神还帮助他们打胜仗。
And not only that, God allowed them to win, overcome their enemies.
所以我们从以上我们所讲的这两场战争来讲, 原本都跟约沙法跟犹大国一点关系都没有。
So if we were to look at these occurrences, these wars had nothing to do with King Jehoshaphat.
他是被牵连的，被这个以色列国，被亚哈王朝所牵连，去参战的。
He was dragged into it involuntarily almost by King Ahab.
所以约沙法王跟亚哈政治联姻，结盟结亲，对他自己也没有带来平安，带来和平。
So we can say that the political alliance that was established by King Jehoshaphat with Ahab and through marriage did not bring him any benefits or any peace.
更可怕的在后面。
And what's even worse is to come later on.
约沙法王，他的儿子继位。
King Jehoshaphat had a son.
他的儿子也叫约兰。来看历代志下的21章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 21.
历代志下的21章。
2 Chronicles chapter 21.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一节说约沙法 与他列祖同睡，葬在大卫城他列祖的坟地里。他儿子约兰接续他做王。第二节，约兰有几个兄弟，就是约沙法的儿子。我们跳过来看第四节。四节，约兰兴起做他父的位。 奋勇自强，就用刀杀了他的众兄弟和以色列的几个首领。第五节，他行以色列诸王的道，与亚哈家一样，因他娶了亚哈的女儿为妻，行神眼中看为恶的事。 约沙法王跟亚哈结亲家，不但自己没捞到好处，我们看到自己的儿子也学坏了。
Not only King Jehoshaphat himself did not benefit from his alliance with King Ahab, because of that alliance, his own son also did evil and learned how to do evil.
一起来一当王啊, 就把其他的兄弟统统杀了。
Right at the instant that, that his son Jehoram was presiding over the kingdom as a king, he killed all his brothers.
娶的太太, 可能太太教的吧。
And perhaps it's the his wife that taught him to do all of that.
好，那这个约兰王哦，后来死掉。约兰王就是儿子啊。哦，就是约沙法的儿子哦，约兰。
Okay, so Jehoram, King Jehoram, later on died.
哦，他怎么死啊？
How did he die?
哎，这个哈，神击打他哈。我们来看十一节哦。
Let's look at verse 11, same chapter 21, verse 11.
历代志下21章的11节.
Chapter 21, Second Chronicles, verse 11.
他又在犹大诸山建筑丘坛，使耶路撒冷的居民行邪淫，诱惑犹大人。我们跳过来看18节.
Verse 18.
18节说这些事以后，神使约兰的肠子患不能医治的病。 19节， 他患此病缠绵日久，过了两年，肠子坠落下来，病重而死。读到这里，这个约兰王，你看，这个因为娶了一个太太，这个太太是坏王亚哈，跟这个邪后王后耶洗别所生的女儿。So,
the son of Jehoshaphat. Did all these things resulted from King Jehoshaphat's alliance with the daughter of King Ahab.
所以你看，一当王就把其他兄弟宰了，然后自己去拜偶像了。后来神处罚他，得了这个不治之症，这个可能是肠癌了，后来死掉了。
And the minute that he became the king, he killed all his brothers, but because of his disobedience against God, therefore God at the end killed him through illness of the stomach.
那这个约兰，他没有接下来他的儿子叫做亚哈谢起来当王。So
King Jehoram's, after he died, his son, King Hazara, came to reign. So because all his other brothers died, no one else came to the kingship except through his own son.
我们来看这个亚哈谢。 来看第22章3节。Let's
look at chapter 22, verse 3.
22章的3节说，亚哈谢也行亚哈家的道，因为他的母亲给他主谋，使他行恶。亚哈谢的母亲就是亚他利亚，就是亚哈的女儿了。So
here we can see that King Azariah did evil similar to the ways of Ahab because his mother advised him to do so.
我们如果以这个约沙法王来看,
and if you looked at this whole occurrence from the eyes of King Jehoshaphat,
他跟这个坏王亚哈结了亲,
after he aligned his kingdom with King Ahab,
害了自己,
he really suffered himself.
害了自己的儿子,
negatively impacted his own son,
再害到自己的孙子, Jehoram.
And not only so, he also negatively impacted to his own grandson, Hazar.
不但这样子，当神在北边的以色列国兴起耶户来替神审判亚哈王朝。 这个啊，北边的以色列国发生政变了啊。
Okay. At during that time, there were turmoils that were occurring in the northern kingdom under Ahab's rule.
哎，那亚哈哦的这个啊，他的太太耶洗别也死了。哦，亚哈的儿子哦，哎，这个啊也被杀了。
Ahab died himself. His wife Jezebel died, as well as his son also died.
整个国家改朝换代了，已经不是亚哈王朝了。
And because of all the evil doers and their wicked ways, King Ahab's kingdom essentially completely demised and turned over.
那亚哈家就剩下这个妹妹哈，啊，剩下亚哈的女儿亚他利亚哈，她是在南边的犹大国当皇后啊。
And the whole entire kingdom of Ahab only left with his daughter, his daughter, who was the queen of Athalia, who was the queen of the king of the southern kingdom.
哦，那这下子也没有娘家可以回去了。
And she did not have any family to return to.
哦，那这个北边这个新的国王耶户啊，不但把自己的哈把这个亚他利亚他的家人都杀了，也杀到哈这个犹大这边的王哈啊，所以犹大王啊啊，这是亚他利亚的儿子哈，这个亚哈谢王也被杀掉。
And later on, the southern kingdom, King Jehu killed all of the whole entire killed Athalia and all of her family.
那所以这个亚他利亚干脆说，那干脆我起来当王好了，反正我也不能回娘家，我的儿子也死掉，我出来当王好了，就把犹大王室通通王子王孙通通杀掉，自己起来当王。
And so because of all of this, Athalia became the queen, or basically took reign of Judah because she had no one else to assume power over the kingdom at the time.
犹大王朝到这边就中断了。
And that was what we were saying, that at that moment, the heritage or the lineage of Judah ended momentarily at that point.
还好神哦，哎，怜悯哦，所以当中有个小王子啊，被藏到圣殿里面去了。
And because of the mercy of God, he actually allowed one of the younger prince to be saved and be hidden in the temple.
Oh, 后来又
temple, yeah.
哎，后来哈，在大祭司的协助之下，哦，就啊回来哈，回来当王。
And later, he was revived by the priest and returned as the king of Judah.
哦，那我们想想看哦，这个啊，大卫皇室哦的这个危机哈，是谁造成的？
So if you think about it, who caused all these danger and these troubled times to the lineage or the heritage of King David?
就是这个约沙法王当时错做决定。
And it all started from King Jehoshaphat because of his wrongful decision.
哦，他原本想要给后代子孙一个和平哦，一个好的环境。
Because of his original well intention of wanting to provide peace to his people.
哦，所以啊，没有依靠神啊。
And he did not rely on God's will.
哦，下去依靠那个神看为恶的哦，那个亚哈王。
And rather, he relied on the evil doer that God detested.
好，所以今天我们为人父母哦，我们都希望我们的儿女是最能够啊给他们最好的。
So as parents of our children, we want the best for our kids.
哦，那我们要小心，我们会不会变成约沙法王？
But we have to be careful and make sure that we don't become like King Jehoshaphat.
错做的决定。
And make a wrongful decision.
不但害己， 也害到后代的子子孙孙。
Not only are we going to cause our own suffering, but also we're going to cause sufferings to our own children.
哦，所以什么是对我们儿女最好的？
So what is considered the best for our kids?
哦，带他们来亲近神。
We must bring them to draw closer to God.
哦，这个才是最好的。
That is the best plan for them.
哦，愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us all.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.